Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us for this week's Behind the Bench. I'm Nick Lippa, filling in for Omar Fatu. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Nick.
It's a tale of two teams with recent wins over Tampa Bay, Boston, and earlier this week, Toronto. There were some positives working in their favor. Then you get last night's game against Calgary, which may have been the worst game they've played well at night this year.
Yes, it might be their worst night game. It's definitely one of their three or four worst games this season. And, you know, they finally start building some momentum. They win 3 out of 4. They won 4 out of 6, 7 out of 13. And you think slowly, ever so slowly, they're turning a corner. They're starting to get it. And then they fall apart. I mean, it was just an awful game. They did basically nothing right. And it's even worse because it's magnified by Monday's 5-3 win over Toronto. I mean, that was a fun game to watch. The Sabres played pretty well. It was a fun environment. I mean, it was just everything you hope for if you're a player, if you're a hockey fan. And then they come out, and they know the Flames are reeling. They've fallen apart recently. They're fighting for their playoff lives, and they know the Flames are going to come out with some jump, and they can't match it. And it was tough to watch. And Phil Housley's quote after the game was, from top to bottom, it was really ugly. And it truly was one of their worst efforts this season. And that's saying something.
Chad Johnson's hot streak came to an end against the Flames. Just was one of the hottest goalies in the league. And then all of a sudden runs into a brick wall, it seems, against, well, his former team.
Yes, ever since Chad Johnson won his second game in Calgary January 22nd, he went more than 3 months without a win, actually. But ever since that win in Calgary, it just got him going. And he'd won six out of eight games. He'd won 3 straight starts. And in these last 6-7 weeks, he's, like you say, he's been one of the league's hottest goalies. And Wednesday night, it just fell apart for him. And I really wouldn't pin it on him. He gave up a bad goal to Mark Jankowski early. It was the Flames' second goal. But his teammates just hung him out to dry. But you know what? Chad Johnson's still a pretty good goalie. We saw 2 years ago he played the majority of the games subbing for Robin Lehner. And for 4 or 5 months, he was one of the league's best goalies. We saw last year in Calgary, he really got the Flames season going. And we've seen these last 6 weeks or so. So one thing to watch down the stretch, there's not a lot to watch down the stretch for the Sabres, but just watch Chad Johnson's continued play, because I don't think Robin Lehner is going to be back next season as the starter. But I really think there's a good chance that Chad Johnson could be back as the backup again if he finishes strongly.
After watching a game like the Flames game, what do Sabres fans have to be hopeful for? You come away from a game like Toronto, you go, okay, without Jack Eichel, we're moving in the right direction. Then a few days later, you watch the Flames game and you go, nothing's changed. It just feels like you're running in place. What is there to be hopeful about if you're a Sabres fan looking towards next year?
I think if you're a Sabres fan, you hope in this last stretch here that they can take these winning streaks here and just expand them a little bit and win a couple more games. Don't have these letdowns. Don't get blown out. When they lose a game, lose a close game. Just better all-around efforts. Because this is a city, of course, as we know, they appreciate good efforts. And while they're sick of losing, I think they could swallow some of these losses a little better if the Sabres were more competitive, not like a no-show that we saw Wednesday night against the Flames.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Nick.